You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. This fall, two completely driverless shuttles will start running on the University of Michigan's campus. Researchers will be focusing on safety, but it's also a chance to see how people interact with driverless vehicles. Stateside's Tyler Scott got to ride in one of the shuttles at M-City, which is the university's testing ground for driverless and connected cars, and he has this audio postcard for us.
About to ride the Navia Arma. Okay. So this is one of the driverless vehicles that'll be shuttling Michigan students around campus this fall. It looks like a really small bus, but not having a driver's seat or a steering wheel frees up a lot of space. Surprisingly, like 15 people fit in here fine.
How did we all squeeze in here?
Safety is always our first priority here.
Curry Morton is the assistant director of M-City. She's kind of leading us on the tour. All of us are just kind of hanging around talking, and the bus is driving along its pre-programmed route.
The shuttles operate in a very conservative manner so that if they even think they detect a person or a pedestrian, they're going to stop.
One morning early when I was unfortunately here by myself, it stopped for a fawn in the spring.
Or Canadian geese.
Or Canadian geese,
okay.
Yeah. We'll do it.
That's Greg McGuire. He's the lab director at M-City. You can hear the air conditioning in the background, but the actual car is pretty quiet. In addition to being fully autonomous, it's electric too.
You can see signs that say powerful braking. That's because whenever the vehicle detects any kind of obstacle, it stops very abruptly.
She's not kidding. It's not long before we're talking and suddenly the car comes to a total stop, kind of shakes us all, and we're pretty surprised there's not really any warning.
Just encountered a potential obstacle.
Yeah.
And so you can see why the safety handles are there.
We get going again, and Carrie's telling us that with these shuttles on campus this fall, researchers will get pretty much their first chance to study something they can't at a test track. They've attached cameras to the vehicles to study how people interact with the technology and whether they accept seeing driverless cars out on the road.
I think there are more questions than answers, and we found the best way to answer those questions are to learn by doing. So doing work here in M-City, then on campus, in Ann Arbor, it's beyond the technology itself. It's more about a consumer acceptance, giving us a glimpse sort of into the future.
Eventually, it's time to head back. Greg, the M-City lab director, picks up what looks just like a video game controller. It's like the manual override. He can pick it up and steer the whole vehicle with the joystick.
We're gonna cheat since this vehicle is programmed for a bus route. We want to get back on the route without having to go all the way around.
It's not long, and we're back to the parking lot. This vehicle has a lot of glass on it, and the sunlight shines right through, and it can get pretty sticky.
Okay.
Thank you all very much. And the cool breeze. You can tell that humans put out quite a bit of heat energy once we are crammed in here.
Glass in this design.
Woo! It's hot. The whole concept of driverless cars out on the roads is kind of scary, but this one only goes about 10 miles an hour. And Carrie points out that getting rid of some of those anxieties about driverless cars is the whole reason for doing the research.
There's always going to be a hesitation with the unknown. And so coming together with a variety of sectors, not just the auto industry, but also the insurance industry, the telecom industry, the infrastructure providers, we can learn those lessons together so we can accelerate our innovation by gaining confidence of insights into the future.
For Stateside, I'm Tyler Scott.